whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Brought to you by Rock Antenna, Germany's number one rock radio station.
Welcome to all Rock Antenna listeners. I'm Jule, and today we have Matthias Lorschund and Thomas Vallier as our guests. Yeah, it's really nice that we have you here. I just start with a more funny question. Mm-hmm. So if you were an animal, which animal will you be and why?
Oh, Jesus.
Well, what animal should you pick? That's a tough one.
I think I would pick a flying one, maybe an eagle or something.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Good
fly idea. Around and looking down at people.
Yeah. Well, that would be a really good suggestion, actually.
You'd be a frog.
Yeah, a cockroach. You can never die. No, but a bird is probably my number one to go to as well. But now it's taken, so I will go with a dolphin or something underneath the surface. That's a cool animal as well.
That's true.
Yep.
So you are on your Smoke and Mirrors tour right now with Takeda through Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. Yeah. Is there any funny story that happens to you during touring in your tour bus backstage?
Nope, nothing fun ever happens.
Yeah, it happens a lot of things around this band. We're having a good time.
Yes,
most of the time we're doing some tricks to each other and putting stuff in our beer and
yeah. I don't think we can talk about that on the radio though.
So bad. Okay.
No, we're having a lot of fun with each other. We love each other as well.
Okay.
Yep.
Really nice. So you are celebrating your 25th birthday, Rock Antenna does this year. At first, congratulations, of course.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And is there a secret that it still works between all of you in the band?
Well, I think we learned very early to communicate with each other, talk a lot about a lot of stuff, talk to each other about everything. So that's, I think, the number one thing for us to talk to each other and communicate and, respect each other. So that's very important.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Communication and respect.
And beer.
And beer.
A lot.
Of course.
Beer.
And a lot of beer.
So how do you celebrate your birthday as a band? Do you do that?
By being here with you.
Yes.
And we're having a nice time here.
Yes.
No, we're not doing any special.
No, we haven't. So. We haven't really talked about that. Yes, we know it's 25 years and we probably should do something, but we haven't really discussed it and talked about it. But yes, there will be something, I guess, probably.
We will let you know.
We will let you know when we know.
Okay. Do you have any favorite drinking game for doing something like that?
And it's called drink a beer.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
No, I don't think we have any games. We don't need games.
Exactly. We just drink.
We are the game.
Yes.
Very good. You have a new album, of course. It was released in February on the 9th, and it's called The Agony Flame.
Yep.
So it is the typical sound for you. So it's, just how you sound. But it seems a little bit darker than your last album. Why is that?
Wow. Hard question. Yeah, I think it's a bit darker.
Yeah.
I can agree with that.
Yes.
There wasn't a plan for that.
That's just the way it turned out.
It turned out that way. Maybe we were in some mode at the time. I don't know.
In a dark place. Chris, you're standing over there. Maybe you have a suggestion on why it turned out to be so. Yeah.
It's just looking at you.
Chris is all black.
The man in black.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. It just turned out that way, and yeah. We're proud of it. And
yeah, we're happy with the way it turned out. So, but yeah, you're not the first one who says that. Actually, a lot of people say that. It's so dark, and what were you thinking?
Yeah. But, are you okay?
Are you okay, guys? Yes, we are very...
Are you going to die? Yes, later.
Yes. But yeah, well... I don't know. We just, that's the way it turned out, you know, lyric-wise and music-wise as well. Yeah, I mean, like it's Robert writes most of the lyrics, if not all the lyrics. And, you know, he's got some struggles that he wants to
get
out of him. And I guess that's, you know, one of the main things for the... The stories on the lyrics can be some pretty dark sometimes, but I don't know. It turned out good.
Yeah, of course, that's for sure. But yeah, I think there's a lot of pain in it and self-destruction. So yeah, that's why I think it's also a little bit darker. So,
yes.
Yeah.
It's better to put it in words and music than do it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. Especially in The Loneliest Hour or On the Line, it's a lot of heartbreak in it. So are these songs also based on personal experiences or is it, why do you choose this topic?
Yeah, well, yeah, like I said, Robert writes most of the lyrics and I think, pretty much every lyric is, you know, for him, it's personal stories for him, you know. The way he sees it or the way he thinks about things and, you know, things he wants to deal with. And like Mattia said, it's better to write them down and get everything out of your head and down on a paper, you know, rather than doing some other crazy shit. So,
yeah,
I guess that's, you know, just a way for him to work with himself, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, definitely. So, is there also a song that means the most to you guys when it comes to the album?
Oh,
got a lot of favorites, but
The Sickening.
Yeah,
that's a song that it's cool. Like two stories in one song, and it's very I like the heaviness and. It's some groovy parts in it as well. That's a favorite right now.
Yeah. And it changes from day to day.
Yeah.
But I have actually there's a song called In Time, and I tend to come back to that song now and then. I don't know really why, but I think it's just the way it turned out. It was, you know, I remember when we started jamming on it and how it eventually turned out in the end. It was so cool. Chris made some string arrangements and it was like a big, it turned out to be some big monster. It
turned out to be a monster.
Yeah, that's, I like that one. But, you know, it's hard to pick one. Like Mattia said, it's a new favorite almost every day or every week at least. So,
Fine.
That was a short answer.
Yes.
So it's fine. You can just talk. So, it was a bit like deeper right now. So is there any song or band you listened to when you were 15? So which was your favorite band when you were younger?
Oh, I got one of them on my t-shirt here, a band called Bad Religion.
Yeah.
I was probably a little bit older than 15, but still, that's a band that I tend to come back to time and time again. It's a little bit more punkish, but I like that. So that's one of my favorite bands.
Yeah. Metallica has been around since I was like 10 years old, I think, and they still are. So, yeah. That age was Metallica a big part of my music.
Was listening. Influenced by your parents?
Sorry?
That, was it influenced by your parents that you're listening to Metallica? Or are
no.
not in your case.
No. They are into dance band.
Yeah.
Totally no.
But I guess when I grew up, there was a lot of music played in the house. Not so much hard rock, but rock-ish maybe. But there was always music in the background. So I guess growing up with a lot of music made me wanna do music, you know. So that was a good thing.
Really nice.
Yep.
So you are playing in Germany again. We're lucky that you're here right now. Yeah. So what do you like the most about Germany?
Wow, the people. The people. I should say directly.
Yeah. Everyone is so kind. Very.
Yeah. You combine craziness, politeness, and niceness.
Yes.
You'll get my German.
Yeah.
That's how most people are here. That's my view of it.
Yeah, I agree. You're nice people. We're not used to that in Sweden.
Really, because I think that we also think that like Scandinavian countries are also really nice and polite, like also a bit more structured than also we are. I know we are still structured, but a little bit more. So that's my intention, actually.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So you are on stage for quite a while right now. Within that time, have you developed any special rituals that you always do before you do your gigs?
Yeah, we have a couple of standing rituals that we do and have done for a pretty long time. We have a small meeting.
Yeah.
The 5-minuter. Like a small meeting, we sit down, the band sits in a room, and everyone can talk about whatever he wants and get a relief of the heart or whatever. So that's a good thing to keep the health and the brain intact.
Exactly. And we have a few ones, but I don't know. We always do the, you know, like the fist bump thing before we go on stage.
Yeah. When the intro song starts, then we like walking around and fist bumps, look each other in our eyes deep and put some energy in each other.
We're doing this.
Yeah,
that's important. Cool. Very important. But other than that, I don't know. Beer. Or Coca-Cola.
Yeah, I recognize beer is a big thing for you. So what are you doing after the show? Are you also
beer?
Yes.
No, but after the show, it's really nice to just, you know, sit down, take it easy for like 15 minutes or something like that. Then hell may break loose. That's no problem. But the first 15, 20 minutes directly after the show, just sit down and
totally drained of energy and sweaty and disgusting.
Yes, very. That's kind of cozy, actually. Good 20 minutes.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I actually don't think I have any question.
But we have some answers left.
We have a lot of answers.
So I actually can also call, but you told me how you think the Germans are. Is it the same for your fans?
Yes, of course. Yeah, they are standing in line and asking, can I get your autograph? In Sweden, they jump you and make a pile of people on you.
Right here.
Usually right here.
Yes.
No? I won't do that. No. Ask, please. No?
So, if you ask nice, I can do it. But in Germany, they are very polite. And can you please sign this?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. No problem.
That's nice. Yeah, I mean, everybody is excited when they're meeting their idols, I would say. So that's how we are, maybe.
Yeah.
Are you also excited to visit Austria? Because we also have Rock Antenne Austria.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
it's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite city? Have you been to Austria before, like skiing or something?
We had days off there in Villach.
Villach, yes.
And then...
What was the name of the small, cute city
we went to?
I don't remember.
It was Villach. Yeah. And the bus was parked in...
We had the mountain... It was in the background. Yeah, that was really nice.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, I can't remember the name of the small city.
No, we had
some great days there. Villach.
Yep. That was a favorite.
Sorry, Arnoldstein.
Okay. I actually have never heard about that, even though I go to Austria every year.
Yeah.
So, okay, one last question. It's back to the album. How did you spend your release day? When you're releasing an album, what do you do? Are you together as a band or?
No, I don't think so. I don't think we were. But, it's now with the social media and everything, you get people response like that. So it's always, most of the times at least, it's very nice to read what people have to say about the new album. So I guess that was what you did on that day, read about how people reacted to the new album, and most of it, if not all, was very, thumbs up, very nice. So I don't remember what
I don't remember where I were
working, I guess.
Yeah,
some way
maybe.
Okay. That was actually my last question. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And I hope you have a nice tour.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, nice time in Munich tonight.
We will. Yeah. We will.
Yes.
I hope so.
Whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Subscribe to our channel for more rocking podcasts.